It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
And home show. I'm Lawrence. Spiegs is off today. Jason Leisure was nice enough to come and hang out with us, and we can trade on his work a little bit for the Sun Times of him covering the Bears, because he comes with stuff, things that he thinks are important, that quite honestly, like, I love that you get to be in this forum, because not that the internet is limited, but space is limited inside of a newspaper and other people that work on the Bears beat are working on things. So you being able to bring us some of this stuff, I think, is really valuable. And it's why I'm glad that you're here.
Thank you. And I'm glad to be here. And Chris McLean, that guy that we had on, was really happy that I was here, apparently.
Yeah. He hates Speaks.
It's two different mediums for me. And I like both of them. One of the things I like so much about writing is it's not live. You don't have to say it perfectly. You can go back. You can write a thought and then be like, that's terrible. That doesn't make sense. Rethink it. Delete it. Do it again. You can't do that here. But what I like here is I talk Bears with you here the way I talk Bears with my friends or my dad or my brother.
Or like you were talking with me during the break.
Yeah, it's just a lot of explaining, a lot of kind of behind the scenes, a lot of just here's what you're seeing on Sundays. Here's what I know about it. And I'm not a football expert. Like, I don't know all of the ins and outs. I mean, it's an incredibly complex game. What I do know is the things that I can find out from people who have a vested interest in it and people that know what's going on.
Okay, so there are a lot of people who are trying to figure out how to determine growth of Caleb Williams. You guys talked about this a little bit. And so we're going to
share. Caleb.
Yeah. Well, we want to share this from the press conference yesterday and then ask you a question on the other side of it.
Caleb, what have you learned in the NFL about the, through experience here in four games, the value of the underneath game in the NFL, where those are not usually going to be highlight plays, but you were getting 8 yards per play doing that Sunday, for example?
Yeah, I think that was when I was in college, I think that was a knock on my game. I think everybody wanted to say that I don't take checkdowns and things like that. But, you know, you also have to adapt to the team. You also have to adapt to the situation. You know, it's always a growing and learning process. And I think I've done, you know, I would say a pretty solid job of finding the checkdowns and understanding that game is so huge for us and our offense and, you know, keeping us on the football field. So, you know, with me doing that and all of that, I think it's been important for us. I think it's something that I've gotten better with, obviously. And also I know that, you know, when you can steal first downs, which is what checkdowns do, it helps out tremendously, you know, in the long run of the game.
Obviously, you don't want to be only that.
Yes.
There's levels above that. But
yep.
Do you view that as a key step in building your foundation as a quarterback?
Definitely a key step. To be able to, one, play for a long time, you know, not holding the ball, you know, taking those sacks, finding your checkdowns, getting the ball at your hands and letting the guys that you have, I mean, go make plays. You know, that's what, you know, I'm here to do, obviously make plays, but it's obviously, you know, we have 10 other guys on the field to be out there, you know, to be out there with me and make plays. And so being able to get the ball in their hands at, you know, with space, it's a lot of times what teams do with checkdowns, They give that guy space, and so get him the ball, the right shoulder, so he can turn, get upfield, split two, get the first down, get as close as you can to possibly even go for it, and put yourself in better advantageous positions.
Why did you think that line of questioning was pertinent to the discussion?
Because I think in part, Lawrence, there is some misunderstanding within at least a segment of the Bears fan base where they're sitting here looking at that game and saying, and maybe saying even before this, oh, look at this. They're ruining him. They're trying to turn him into Mr. Checkdown. Oh, don't turn the ball over. Just play it real safe, real careful. That isn't what's happening. You'd be right to be worried about it if that was it. If Caleb Williams isn't sitting there acknowledging to you, oh, no, there has to be more than that. That is just a step. That is just a building block toward other things.
Yeah, no one wants him to be Brian Hoyer, and I don't think the Bears are asking that to be the ceiling for what it is that he's doing.
Absolutely not. But it is an important step in his development that, for example, Sunday against the Rams, he's 15 of 15 underneath, 10 yards past the line of scrimmage or less, getting 8 yards per play. That is a really good start. If you are looking at Aaron Rodgers, for example, his favorite quarterback growing up, that's what he does. It's a lot of underneath. It's like 20 completions underneath and then 3 to 5 big ones. Now, we didn't get both of those. We got all the underneath. We didn't get the big ones on Sunday from Caleb Williams. That's the next level, is to start playing efficiently in the intermediate range, that 10 to 20 yard zone, and then also hitting on some deep plays. But if you look Sunday, in that same time slot, C.J. Stroud is playing against the Jaguars. Tell me if you like this stat line. C.J. Stroud is 27 for 40, 345 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a comeback win.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, really good. You'd love that. 1 completion past 20 yards. Now, that's a little extreme. That's a little extra boring. But that is a lot of how it's played in the NFL.
I think that's what's happening with Jaden Daniels. If you really look at what Jaden Daniels is doing and why defensive players have said he's running a college offense, there's a lot of horizontal. There's a lot of run after catch. There's a lot of people saying that they're not doing right by Terry McLaurin because of some of this. The difference, I think, so far is Daniels has moved horizontally with the pass game, but he's hit 3 or 4 vertical throws that have changed games.
And Caleb's missed a lot. He's either not seen, he's either checked down to Cole Kmet and not seen Rome Odunze over the top, or he's just thrown interceptions, overthrown, a lot of overthrows so far in the first 4 weeks for him. I don't think that that's going to stay that way for him. And when you look at one of his most impressive plays to me, Sunday against the Rams, was the seam route, the deep down the middle to Cole Kmet, which is a perfect exploitation of the short game working, the running game working, play action gets the linebackers to bite, and you throw it over the top of them to an open receiver, and it was perfectly placed. That's the kind of things they're going to be able to do, but he has to establish this. He has to establish this this short game, then become pretty efficient in the intermediate game, and then hit on some deep shots. And I can tell you, they are not coaching this guy to be careful. And why would you, if you look at what he can do, not just what you saw him do in college, but then what you see him do in training camp and in preseason games, you know he has got that ability. And I think my favorite thing that I've heard anybody say at Hallis Hall this year was Thomas Brown. We were talking about Carolina. We're talking about how I can't judge anything about Thomas Brown's career based on what he did in Carolina. But the point he made was, like, if he doesn't take chances, he's never going to make any plays. We want him to take some chances. We want him to make plays. He's got to do this first and then that.
I'm with him on the idea of Caleb taking some chances. We're not done with that conversation. We're also not done with a Bears report, because Mark Grody's going to join us. He's going to bring us some sound from Hallis Hall. Jason's going to react to it. I'm going to react to it, and you're going to react to it. More Bears conversation, a Bears hit, 2 words, with Mark Grody next here on The Score. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.